Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Be more consistent, you know. You can always a lot of stuff to improve on. Coming into the team and got to learn as much as I can so I can be that elite tackle that I want to be.
NFL draft profiles continue on draft day. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 Fan. NFL Lunch style. Ravens could use an offensive tackle. Would this player be someone that would be worthy of a pick, maybe in the first round, perhaps the second round? Let's talk about out of BYU. Kingsley Suamataeo.
Exactly. Yes, Kingsley. 6'5", 326, ran 5.04, 174.10. 34 and a quarter arm length, excellent. 10 and 5/8 hands, excellent. Redshirt sophomore, jersey 78, 28 vertical, 9.2 broad jump, 31 reps, 2 and a quarter, excellent. Long arms, to be able to rep 31 times, it's really good. He's a 5-star commit. He committed originally to Oregon, redshirted in 21, his freshman year, then he transferred to BYU. Sophomore year, in 22, he started at right tackle. In 23, started at left tackle. Gave up 2 sacks. He's 21 years old, and he was a captain. Strength, size, length, speed. He can slide feet well. He'll try to finish. Shows some nasty. Bench 31 times. Runs well. Downfield. Plays both tackles. Slides feet well. Quick out of stance. Good base, good balance and pass, good extension and pass. He can pull, turn up, good hands and pass. He can get to the second level, not on the ground. Thick lower, he can bend his knees, use his size and strength to ride the rusher. Weaknesses. This is his sophomore year, the weaknesses. He'll lunge and miss, needs better balance in both run and pass, slow to redirect, gets too high, some in pass, and doesn't anchor. Punch not powerful, doesn't play strong. And then this is this year, weaknesses. Must get pad level lower in the run game. Will lunge and miss some in pass, overextends. Not a mauler, more position. Needs more powerful punch. Must stay low and pass. Average slide quickness, forces gate to open early. Lacks sudden hands. Will overset some and give the inside. Heavy footed. Recovery didn't help when he got beat. In summary, I said this kid is young and made great strides at BYU. He's versatile, can play both sides, is a very good athlete that has a high ceiling to get better. I'm betting on him getting better in the pros, was even better at the Senior Bowl than he was at BYU. Needs coaching. We'll need some help early with outside speed. Not a mauler in a run game, more athletic. So this is a kid that, like his sophomore year, first year playing, basically, he had some struggles, but he got better the next year. And then this past year, you know, there was some issues, but he got better at the Senior Bowl. And that's the thing that, and he's 21. So, you know, what's he going to be when he's 23? You know, at 6'5", 326 pounds, and a guy that can run, that's got long arms. He's got everything you want. And I saw him make strides. So that's the thing that you like is, yep, he's getting better. You know, and then can I get him to where he can start through OTAs and minicamp and all that? You know, with coaching every day? You know, what's he going to be when he gets to camp? That's the thing that you got to decide. And I think the kid's got talent, and I think the kid's going to be a good player. Is he right now? He's good. He's made improvements, but I think he's going to be a lot better 3 months from now than he was this past year.
Mel Kiper Jr. has Kingsley as the ninth-rated offensive tackle in this year's draft. And in his latest and last mock draft, Mel has Kingsley going number 64, last pick of the second round to Kansas City there.
See, I think he's going to go much earlier than that. I think he's going to be, Bob, especially if that run goes, I think he's going somewhere, but I think he'll be between 25 and 40. Something like, or maybe 30 and 40, somewhere in that vicinity.
So if the Ravens, right now, what they 62nd pick, rather, overall, next to last, 30th, and yeah, he's gone to there. Gone. It's NFL Lunch Video at 81057. The Fan here on the draft day. You want to get in? Now's your chance at 410-583-1057. Jordan Schultz, Bleacher Report, reporting that the Giants been trying to trade up to number 3 with the New England Patriots, with the belief being they want Drake May at that spot.
Oh, I think that's why you would go to 3. Because if you want McCarthy, you can go to 4, more than likely. And from reading everything with the Patriots, Bob, there's been no significant offers that make them want to do that. Because if they go to 6, they're not getting a quarterback. So I think 1, 2, and 3 will be all quarterbacks, and it'll be the teams, the initial teams, and then 4 or 5 will be the trade spot for the 4th quarterback.
Now, Vinny, you mentioned J.J. McCarthy. He was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday and said he has somewhat, air quotes, of an idea that he's going to go to the Giants. So what the hell's going on here?
Well, yeah, he's met with them twice. He understands their terminology, must be similar to what Michigan has. But they've also met a lot with Drake May, too, because I think that's more like Dable. That's more like Josh Allen that he had at Buffalo, you know, Dable. But if they like either one, they're going to have to get to 4. If they want Drake May, Bob, they probably got to get to 3. But I think New England, yeah, well, you know, blow us away with an offer. Otherwise, we ain't moving. I think they're taking Drake May.
Now, in Cincinnati, we talked about this with Jonas Schaefer when he was on earlier in the show from the Baltimore Banner. If you missed it yesterday, everybody, Trey Hendrickson requested a trade. Right. His agent said he wants to stay in Cincy, but if he can't get a long-term deal, I want out of here. And also, according to the Inquirer's Kelsey Conway, he's thinking about retirement. So the Trey Hendrickson soap opera, which appeared to be non-existent, is now very much in play. 29 years old. He's either, you know, I want to get long-term, or either I don't get paid or I ain't playing. Or somewhere in between, I guess.
Bob, they upped his ante last year, this past year. You know, I think they gave him like a one-year deal, like 20-some million, and this year's is 14. And he got 17 and a half sacks. So he should be making like double. And you're not allowed to rework a deal, Bob, until it's been a year. He's got 3 more months to wait before it's a year. Uh-huh. So they may have already told him, because they came out and said, we're not trading him. They may have already told the agent, hey, you know, when we're able to, we'll work something out. I mean, Bob, did he deserve? He's making 14 and a half mil. He had 17 and a half sacks. Yeah, that's the kind of guy that you want, that you need, that you want, and is one of your leaders and stuff. I'll bet you in 3 months, Bob, there's something that comes out that he renegotiated and got more money.
And by the way, the Athletic's Paul Diener saying that the Bengals have zero interest in trading.
Right.
Trey Hendrickson. And speaking of trades, Jordan Schultz again. We've had him on before, right? Jordan, a couple times, as a matter of fact. So the Chargers are content staying put at 5 and would likely take an offensive tackle.
Yeah, and from, like, listening to Mel and stuff, don't count out J.C. Latham, the 350-pound tackle, because they need a right tackle. They got a great left tackle, the kid out of Northwestern, so they're good there. And I could see Bob Giro.
Yes, later.
Giro does not like receivers, so I can see them going, oh, tackle. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's either a tackle or a wide receiver. And if it's up to Greg Roman, who's the offensive coordinator, it's going to be an old lineman. Now, we'll see. I mean, because they've got other guys on the staff that are involved, too, in the pass game, and then they would probably take Malik Nabers.
It's 88-80, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, switch to baseball. American League East report. Orioles are off today after taking 2 out of 3 from the Angels, including yesterday's controversial 6-5 win. And then the A's come to town, followed by the Yankees. Stay tuned for that. Speaking of the Yankees, and everybody else is kind of in action tonight, and we'll share that schedule and the updated standings. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He'll be joining us bottom of the hour. They got a lot going on with the draft on Fox. And Mike Harmon's from Chicago, new to the show, and the Bears have the number one pick. Gee, I wonder what they...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're going to do.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is draft day. First round coming up tonight, 8 o'clock. Detroit Ravens have the 30th pick in it. We have tons of draft coverage coming your way. We had you covered. Going to continue to have you covered when we're back tomorrow. You got inside access from 2 to 6. And then it's Cordell. It's Glenn. It's Rita. They got you covered from 6 to 8. And then it's Vinny and Ken Wyman getting you ready for the draft as it's happening in real time. So do not fret. But baseball still marching towards the end of April. Orioles win yesterday 6-5 without drama at the end. Hey, the Orioles were up 6-0. And Angels, to their credit, they chipped away. Mike Trout hit a missile into left field off of Dean Kramer. Dean Kramer did pick up his first win of the season, 5 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, 10 Ks, ties a career high. Craig Kimbrel gets the save, his 7th of the year. Gunnar Henderson, 3 for 3, 3 ribbies, reached base 5 times, hit his 8th homer. scored three runs and made the best defensive player. That Mullins catch against Minnesota was a thing of beauty a couple weeks ago. But what he did yesterday in the hole with the hose, nice pick there by Mountcastle. But the Orioles win. Joe Adell appeared to steal second base, which would have put the tying run in scoring position. He was ruled out by the second base umpire. Upheld in New York. So, hey, that's the Angels' problem. Struggling teams get calls against them. Teams that win 101 games are considered to be among the best. They get the calls in their favor. But off today are the Orioles. Corbin Burnes will be on the hill tomorrow looking to go to 4-0 against Oakland. But also in the American League East yesterday, Boston at Cleveland taking on the first-place Guardians. And Connor Wong said, give me that bat. Put me in, coach.
In the second inning, he swings and drives this one. That one deep to left, way back in the corner. And he has got another one. Connor Wong, for the second time tonight, will round the bases with a home run.
Connor Wong, who was a pain in Baltimore's rear end a couple of weeks ago at Fenway. That was Nesson on the call. As the Red Sox shut out Cleveland, first place Guardians, 8-0. Wong 4-for-4, 2 homers, 3 driven in, but more bad luck, bad news, injury stuff for the Red Sox. Brian Bello, upper back stiffness, arguably their top starter. He's on the IL, so rough days there for Boston. I mean, they're playing great on the road. They stink at home, but they're getting banged up. And banged up in a big way. Tampa was getting banged up by Detroit. And then another Oriole pain in the rear end broke out a whipping stick yesterday.
Oh, there's a shot off the bat of a Rosarena. That's got a chance to get out, and it is gone. Home run, Randy Rosarena.
That's Bally Sports, Dwayne Stats on the call. Rosarena, Curtis Meade both go deep as Tampa beats the Tigers 7-5. Controversy in the Bronx. Looked like Aaron Judge struck out. Balk was called. Next pitch, it became a souvenir. But two guys we're going to keep an eye on next week did what they had to do, including this dude.
Soto rocks that into center. Blade back at the wall. Leaping. It's gone. Juan Soto goes yard and takes a glove with him. Sixth of the year for Soto.
Yes, Network on the call. 7-3 final score. New York over the Oakland A's. Aaron Judge, as we said. He also went deep. Toronto in Kansas City taking on the Royals. The Orioles, remember, took 2 out of 3 there last weekend. And Kansas City had to take it out on somebody.
That'll be a season-high 4 1/3 innings. Base hit center field. The Royals get the run back. Isbell scores. And it's 3-1 KC.
Bally Sports on the call there. Bobby Witt Jr., another ribby as it was 3-2, the final score, as the Kansas City Royals edged the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday at Kauffman Stadium. Today in the American League East, in action as we speak, Boston at Cleveland, scoreless there. Bottom of the first is the homestanding Guardians trying to get a W here. Toronto at Kansas City, 2-10 first pitch. Tonight, Oakland is at New York, finishing off that series, 7:05, Yankee Stadium. The A's will be here tomorrow, as we said, taking on the Orioles. Standings in the American League East on this Total Request Thursday. Yankees, 17-8, half game up on the Orioles, who are 16-8. Boston, 14-11, 3 back. Toronto, 13-12, they're 4 back, and Tampa back at .500. 4.5 back. Cleveland, 2.5 up on Kansas City in the Central. Detroit's 3.5 out. Texas backed up to a half game over Seattle in the West. In the NL East, it's Atlanta 3 up on the Phillies. The Brujas half game up on the Cubbies. And then the Dodgers, winners of 3 in a row, 1.5 up on San Diego in the NL West. NFL draft tonight. First round starts at 8 o'clock. Joining us next to talk about that from Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I'm with your Flex is the podcast. He is Mike Harmon. Funhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Trip with Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2.
It's draft day. Ravens talk all day long. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick the songs at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday, that reveal coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. NFL draft tonight. First round starts at 8 o'clock. Orioles are off, so we can relax with the Birds of Baltimore there. But joining us now to talk about the upcoming draft and trade rumors surrounding it, he's a Chicago native. His Bears have the first pick and the ninth pick, and maybe a fancy new $5 bazillion stadium at their disposal. Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Thursday, Mike Harmon. Mike, what is up?
What's going on, guys? We're finally there, finally excited, mocking the Bears and their stadium proposal and their mayor, all of that fun. But we finally get to the draft. Maybe we'll say a prayer or two like they had lead things yesterday. We need some, dear God, give us some wins and a lot of money as we pass the hat.
All right, let me ask you this, and I wish we had time because I know you're feeling the White Sox pain, very reminiscent of the 2018 Orioles. Hey, all that losing will eventually help you out there, but we digress. What's all the hubbub about the Chargers possibly trading out of five? And as a matter of fact, trading not trading out of five, but trading Justin Herbert to Minnesota, taking their two first-rounders and all the other fun. Any legs to this one that started to crop up here lately?
Well, it's good in theory, and it certainly moved the betting market. So, you know, you got a lot of folks that have thrown a few through bucks that way because it went all the way down to 6-1. But when we talk about cap hits and everything that would mean for what the Chargers are trying to rebuild, I think it's a bunch of nonsense. But I'll tell you what, I get to come on after our Jay Glazer-led coverage tonight. If that happens, I'll have a dumpster on fire behind me because it means the world's exploded in the NFL. So I'm all for it, but I don't see it happening. I would not be surprised, though, to see them trade back a few spots, and then it's the fight of whether they need the immediate wide receiver help or does Jim Harbaugh want another offensive lineman.
Now, your Bears have the first pick. It's going to be Caleb Williams, we assume, and then Washington. Jaden Daniels. Williams has been compared to Patrick Mahomes, Daniels to Lamar. Oh, those fair comparisons. And Vinny and I were talking about it earlier. Mahomes rode the bench his rookie year. Lamar didn't get the start till Joe Flacco got hurt. These two are going to go plug and play and help save two franchises that have been kind of floundering here lately.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, you know, with Caleb Williams, you get into all the things that Bears quarterbacks have never done. We had all the criticism. You guys would appreciate this. You guys love your music and your requests and artist Fridays and all.
Correct.
When you compare a guy to Prince, are you saying something wrong? I would say no. You know, if that's the artist comparison that I'm going to get as a quarterback, I think I'm doing pretty well for myself. Maybe I'm a little enigmatic. Maybe I'm a little bit of a recluse. But it means I'm performing at a high level all over the place. So, you know, that's fine. With Daniels, it's all just a question of, you know, the smoke versus fire and how much of that four-man arrival at the facility really was a frustration versus an agent who just wants to be told that his guy is loved and being assured, right? Because some talk that, you know, it was just that was what Harris could do. So that's what they did. But you got a guy that had a monster year. You got talent on that offense, and and a lot of opportunity in the division. I mean, that division's there to go get, right? Philly's kind of bounced around. The Cowboys are what they are, and the Giants are in full rebuild mode. So you can go get it. I like the opportunity here.
Hey, Mike, what'd you think of that spaceship they want to put next to Soldier Field?
What a clown show this is. I mean, that whole presentation. And then I watched Lawrence Holmes, who works for the Score there in NBC in Chicago. Known Lawrence a little bit for a long, long time. He had the Chicago mayor on. And the guy, every answer, he kept moving the decimal point and talking about, you know, unprecedented opportunities. Like, you still have to raise $2.3 billion, not to mention the White Sox had $2 billion down the road. So, I mean, there's a lot of money that you're suddenly coming up with. It's like, how are you going to do this? And while you're sitting there begging for cash in this big, elaborate presentation, I'll tell you, the PowerPoint looked really good. The giant C on the stadium roof looked really good for all those, you know, great camera shots through a roof. Anyway, so the idea that you had someone there who's from the school association, right, one of the leaders, where they have multiple strikes a decade and gross underfunding, yet they're sitting there at the table. Like, what the hell is going on? The governor was right down the street, didn't even get an invite. It is an absolute disaster. But a guy who's saying, well, you know what? We can keep the Bears. Meanwhile, they've already spent $200 million in Arlington Heights. $200 million already gone, fellas. You're telling me they're just walking away from that money? Bad, bad business.
Now, Mike, where do you think J.J. McCarthy ends up tonight?
Let's see what I did on my. I always do a one round dart throwing exercise. No trades, and I get credit if they end up on the right team, whatever the hell happens. Okay. I have them going to Minnesota with the 11th pick.
Oh, so he drops to 11.
Yeah. Look, I had the three bunched up at the top that the Patriots do take Drake May, and then it's McCarthy, Nix, Penix. 11, 12, 13, Vikings, Broncos, Raiders. Again, there's going to be trades and shuffling around. McCarthy's probably the most interesting guy we've talked about in a few years, right? Because yeah. You talk about flash plays and big explosive opportunities. They're not there. We're talking about a guy who's been efficient and you could argue to some degree hamstrung maybe by the offense that he's been in. And just person after person evaluating talks about his smarts, his efficiencies on third down plays, and just calm demeanor. I can't discount that. So, you know, if some team did decide to go up and get him, I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, everybody's had Arizona trading out of four. I think they'd be insane with the number of picks that they have if they somehow don't go get Marvin Harrison Jr. for Kyler Murray.
You know what's crazy, Mike, is we may have 21 offensive players taken tonight.
It's insane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. We talked to Jay Glazer last week, and that was the one thing he said, you know, when I asked him about what was different as he's talking to GMs and starting to get all his information together. He's like, nobody wants to talk defense. You got a couple of guys, but otherwise it's a bevy of offensive linemen. And it's people trying to slot these wide receivers. And then in the end, trying to figure out what Brock Bowers is going to the next level. And, you know, the data on tight ends has not been kind for the last, you know, 20, 25 years in terms of first round tight ends. And so how far does he slip? Or does, you know, Aaron Rodgers, after getting all those failed former Packers there last year, is he able to strong arm the Jets into making sure that they add a pass catcher this year? It's fascinating in those picks. And then going back to my Bears for a second, you know, does Eberflus want a defender at nine? Is Adunze still there? Or do they trade down to add more assets? It's fascination street all around.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, joining us here at Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fantasy, does every Thursday, and every team's looking to improve their team here, Mike, obviously. But as we look at, say, the top 10, 12 picks, the most desperate team going into tonight's action is who, in your opinion?
You know what? I mentioned Arizona when it comes to Harrison and making sure you get that pick right. They've got either 11 or 12 picks. Sometimes the eyes get blurry late at night to where you can't count. But you already paid Kyler Murray, right? You already paid him. So you got to figure out how do we maximize the money that we've already spent and equip him with the enough action? So doing anything to potentially jeopardize grabbing a lockstep, hey, this guy can plug and play right away, would be just asinine for me. Chargers are fascinating. I mean, local squad, no question about it. But the Patriots at three, I think, is also fascinating, right? For the purpose of my mock, and from everybody I've talked to, they keep thinking, well, they're just going to make a pick and take the quarterback there. You know, I think the logic is your roster sucks. You're obviously fourth in your division. You need as many assets as you can get, so they should trade back. And maybe they ultimately do, but I think there's a team that, you know, as you're trying to start a new era, you've got an opportunity to make a splash right away. And I don't think it's like Frank Langella wanted, Sonny Weaver to do in draft day, where you got to take a quarterback. I think you have other things you need to do first.
Hey, Mike, who's going to be the guy, if there is a guy tonight, who's going to be the guy that falls?
I think it could be Bo Nix. If Denver does something else or issues the quarterback, some speculation, not necessarily going back to that, Justin Herbert rumor, but that Minnesota with Sam Darnold and what they've got there, that maybe they issue the drafting of a quarterback. I think that's a long shot, but with Nix, I think there might be enough skeptics to where he slides back end first or early second. But as we know, without a quarterback, fellas, you go nowhere in this league. So in a year where you've got six guys that we don't have a huge separation on, that, you know, he could be the guy that slides a little bit, but it's not going to be too far. I think Penix Jr. is ultimately a guy that we need to watch as well, as because I don't know that there's been someone with more disparate draft grades, right? How much of his age comes into play, the injuries versus the player that you showed out as these last couple of years. So I think it's going to be a fun run, no question about it.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. What's going on, let's say, on your busy Thursday, Mike Harmon?
Well, I'm going to put on the video camera, try to make myself look pretty and do a couple of rounds. I'm tweeting out now. I do have my one-man first-round mock that is up for folks to eviscerate and scorecard. I usually get about 10 right, so we'll see how this one plays out because it could be an absolute disaster. The iWatcher Flex post-draft will get together, Beyer, Bershinger, and I, to evaluate what veterans are now screwed because the youngsters coming in or fortunes up and down. And then in general, just my lamentation in the season of misery. I just posted on my Twitter account at Swollen Dome a picture of a great card of Carlos Rodon celebrating, you know, his no-hitter. So I got to live in the past, guys. I'm going into the trading cards to find all stuff of White Sox heroes past. So Canerico, there's a couple of Frank Thomases. Maybe a mini Minosa or two to be make me feel better today.
You break out of Rudy Law, you're in business there. Mike Harmon,
Fox Sports Radio. 83, baby. Let's go.
We all know how that season ended for you guys. We don't want to gloat.
Hey, beat it, Haney.
Have it's fun church tonight. Mike, talk to you next Thursday.
See you in hell.
Yeah, no doubt about that. See you next Thursday. He's Mike Harmon. See you later. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse Nolan, Inside Access, coming up at 2. And then it's Cordell, it's Glenn, it's Rita from 6. Day, and then Vinny and Ken following the draft in real time here on The Fan.
Draft day. We're talking everything Ravens on your home for the best draft coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
So our request Thursday, you picked the songs, we played them. But asking to get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Nolan, who we jamming to tomorrow?
Featured Artist tomorrow is Elvis Costello.
All right, Elvis Costello.
Pretty sure that's a first. At least since I've been on.
Yeah, I think you're right. And no, it's not a combination of Elvis Presley and Lou Costello, which would be a pretty interesting thing to hear musically. But then again, we don't have that kind of stuff. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Correct.
Badass. Rest in peace. Orioles off. A's tomorrow. Baltimore baseball tonight. Live from Pickles Pub. Me and Ryan Ripken tomorrow at 6. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Stay tuned for that. Perfect pick for you, Vinny. realistic pick at 30? What's the perfect pick as you see it?
I would like probably like Guyton or Mims, Bob. You know, the two tackles, Oklahoma and Georgia. But I think the chances of them being there are probably not great. Perfect pick for me. Well, probably my Arizona guy.
Jordan Morgan?
Morgan. I'm guessing Morgan might. Morgan or Kool-Aid, possibly.
What do you think there, Quick Draw?
Yeah, when you describe Morgan's physical attributes, especially the hands, it's hard not to get excited about a guy like that. Really, any tackle.
Right.
It seems like all these guys are kind of, you know, pick one. I mean, they're all kind of a group. They're a collective that, you know, they all have their strengths and weaknesses that are pretty similar. I'm starting to fall a little more in love with McKinstry, though, as a cornerback, and just Ravens' history with it, state of the league, with it being pass happy, can never have enough corners. This year, they have a needed corner. Beyond this year, an even greater needed corner. So I wouldn't hate that pick either.
Draft coverage continues on. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Cordell Woodland, Glenn Clark, Rita Hubbard. They'll take you to 8, and then Vinny and Ken Wyman will follow the draft as it's happening in real time. So if you want the draft covered, we got you here on The Fan. But right now, Nolan, let's get out of here.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
We'll start with Chris, who says there's no reason that Bateman can't be like Odell Beckham Jr. was last year. Similar skill set. And like you said, Vinny, just give him a shot. Bateman, all he has to do, eliminate the drop issues like he had in Pittsburgh, he'll be fine.
What I would hope for Bateman is, forget Odell's numbers. I want much more than that. I'd want minimum 50-plus catches, and I want, you know, like 700 yards or more. That's what I mean, if he's going to be your number two, you're going to need something like that.
Yeah, and he's had 4 career touchdowns. Let's double that.
Yeah.
State of the AFC North overall, this texter says, Cincinnati is not winning the division. I can see them fighting for third, quite frankly. Joe Burrow, not as good as everyone makes him out to be. Ravens still the team to beat. Cincinnati could barely beat the Ravens when they played second stringers in the playoffs just a few years back.
Can't ever count out Joe Burrow. You know, that's the thing. He makes people around him better. They're going to be in if Burrow's healthy, Lamar's healthy, they're going to be fighting for the division.
Yeah. Remember, Cincinnati then went to Buffalo the next game and won at Orchard Park. No easy task.
Yeah, some strong takes there in that text, but the part about them fighting for third might be the most realistic with how strong the division is. We're not counting out the Browns yet. Steelers are always in the mix.
They don't go away.
If their quarterback plays good,
mm-hmm.
They'll be 11-win team.
And how about one here on the Orioles? Texter says, bogus call by the replay officials, but it all evens out in the long run. The Orioles will be on the wrong side of a crucial call at some point this year. All that being said, I still would have trusted Kimbrel to escape the jam if Adell was safe at second.
That was a bogus call. But shedding no tears over here for that. The Orioles, when you're bad, bad luck with the officiating. Goes against you. Good luck seems to come your way. But that guy was safe. So that's up to... I'm sure the apology letter will be coming. Yeah. We kind of screwed up, just like Philly got the other day with the NBA and Tyrese Maxey. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're done. Inside Access coming up next. Draft all hot and heavy in your face. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.